wrote a little meme a while ago, if you want to call it a meme or a poem or a tiny thought. It went, sure, strive to be better than you were yesterday, but remember to fuck up every now and again to reset the difficulty level. And then that was a while ago, and then I made a little video the other day that was reminiscent of it, where I talked about too much routine for me is great, keeps me sane, but then I feel like the walking dead when I'm just going over and over in circles doing routine. So then I need a little bit of chaos to feel alive again, but then too much chaos will kill you. That's like a short life. So too much routine is a long dead life, and too much chaos is a short life. And there's always that weird thing trying to balance the two and to feel like a semi-normal person. It's this constant battle. For years, I lived my life kind of in semi-chaos through 20s and 30s, and miraculously held down a bunch of semi-responsible jobs that, yeah, helped me through, paid the rent. It's at one point, I was just like living on a mattress on the ground, and my t-shirt was my pillow slip. That was my early 30s. Like, I feel like I was an adult as a kid, because mum was like a child. It was like being brought up by a child. And so I was an adult and had full adult responsibilities for my whole childhood. And as an adult, I went, fuck this, I'm going to do my childhood in reverse. And so I lived a chaotic young adulthood from 20 to late 30s even. And it's only in my 40s I started to get my shit together. It comes from the whole world worshipping single mum parents, and the whole family courts are designed to basically have a whole world of single mum parents. That's what happens. But I got my shit together, as they say, even though I just wrote a video about the no one ever has it, or what's the point in getting your shit together, because it's just why would you want to waste your life compiling a filing system of shit? The clue is in the word shit, after all. But in some ways, I guess I could say I got my shit together, in the sense that I knew that it was out of control, and I was happy for it to be in a semi off the leash, out of control way, but manageable. It was I didn't have my shit together. I was able to manage it by having semi routine and sometimes semi chaos. But once it was all fucking chaos, and then in my 40s, I started going, okay, routine, then chaos, routine, then chaos. And then that's when my writing actually started to take off, because I used to think that I could only write drunk. And I wrote a lot of great stuff in a total blackout, and I don't even remember, I woke up and don't even remember writing it, but I went, oh, this is a gift, thank you. Thank you, Drunk Derby. And I do love the things that being drunk taught me. I feel like they were trainer wheels, and drunkenness gave me valuable lessons. I don't want to poo-poo being a pisshead, because there was a lot of actual good that came from it as well. Like, it did teach me to let go more. It did teach me to not give a shit and make interesting connections in the brain by having that fuzzy logic. You almost need to be more vague-assed and fuzzy to make interesting connections. As soon as you have attention to detail and you're fully switched on, then you're only really able to add 1 + 1 = 2 on a very elaborate level. So in a way, I feel like I did that chaos in my 20s and 30s, and I can almost call it my PhD in being a drunk. I failed some subjects in it, but I aced others, and it got me into poetry. Going back to where I started this whole waffle, the whole idea of needing routine in my life and also chaos, and that pendulum is not out of whack as much as it used to be. So I still need to sprinkle a bit of chaos into my life. I still need to go just have a little piss up by myself in the country while reading some beautiful books and having a write. But now I can't write drunk. It just doesn't work for me. But I love the little bits of chaos, but my life is mostly on train tracks and solid routine. I think even David Lynch said that you need solid routine to be able to go crazy in the mind. I think a lot of artists have said that, but it makes a lot of sense. And yeah, I love my little step outside the circles of my life and just mess it up a bit, and it feels good. But yeah, it's my writing has only taken off as soon as I got that interesting balance for me of routine and chaos. I've got an interesting balance of it. It's weird, like now I write just in the mornings. I've got this very regimented lifestyle, and a lot of me, a part of me like loves it, and a part of me absolutely like kicks and screams, go, what the f, you're doing this shit again, what are you doing? It's like the, yeah, repetition of something can turn, make things absurd. You can start to lose seeing the magic in it, in things through constant exposure and repetition to it, almost until you're dizzy and you don't know what you're doing. And then, yeah, I love that chaos that comes along and freshens it up again. It's, yeah, I love the negative and light, negative and positive, the dark and light, all that sort of shit. But if I was still making stuff in full-blown chaos mode, I would have gotten to where I was, but maybe twice, it would have taken 2 to 3 times longer. Not that it's a race or anything, wouldn't have really mattered, gonna die anyway, but it would have taken me longer, and I probably would have been a bit less content or unhappy for it. But it was a weird time trying to find that balance of routine and chaos. And it's, I've finally, the last 3 years I've found it, and I'm not surprised that I've got to acknowledge that the link between finding that balance of routine and chaos and my stuff starting to find some traction in the world and being able to pay my bills with my poetry is all of a sudden working on a level that it wasn't working before. When I was working full-time jobs, I kind of saw my jobs as my absolute strict routine, and anything outside of work, I'd go, okay, I'm just going to chaos ball the thing and fuck shit up and try and see if I can spin some gold out of the shit of a job routine. But yeah, you do sensible in moderation. Otherwise, too much sensible will gut your spirit and your soul. And you see that everywhere. Everyone's getting shit-faced on being sensible. But that apparently is an admirable quality, to get shit-faced on being normal and sensible. And yeah, it's the living dead. Part of me thinks that my writing has gotten better because I'm not able to tolerate booze as much as I was able to. Like, a hangover will last me for a week, and it's an existential dark abyss hangover where everything's fucked. Like, it's kind of a nightmare for days on end. I have to limit it to once a month, if not even more sometimes. Yeah, the nightmare of routine is equally like a slow kick in the balls. It's an existential abyss as well, but it's more insidious. It creeps and sneaks up on you. And you go, what the fuck am I doing with my life? You'll have the hangover of being sensible in a routine at 3 a.m. in the morning. That's the hangover for being too sensible. It's the 3 a.m.s. But yeah, I'm thankful that my body can't handle it anymore. And I think that's probably why I found that weird balance, because I got to the point where my body forced me into a balance and I didn't have a choice. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't even be doing this. It's not like I was wise enough to make the decision for me. My body made the decision for me. It's more intelligent than my brain. Anyway, if you'd like to leave a review for my podcast on Apple or Spotify or wherever you're listening to it, it's on YouTube now. Find me on YouTube. This podcast is getting update. Will automatically be on my YouTube each time I post this on a Friday. I'd like to leave a review. I'd love that. See ya.